A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And he noticed a poor widow putting two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. I heard something that was interesting from the first reading. Daniel said, "Give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then see how we look in comparison with the other young men who eat from the royal table." In 2003, as a student in formation, I was sent to one very remote village. No electricity, no water, mosquitoes everywhere. I was sleeping in the sacristy of the church. The roof, there was no ceiling. So when you light your lamp, all the insects comes into the room. There was no bed. I had to use some molded blocks, put them together to sleep on them. And they had a pot, a clay pot, where you put water. The first week, I took ill because the water was from the stream. That's what they drank from. And they were not sick. But because I came into the area, you know, maybe if you like call it change of environment, I couldn't adjust easily. It was very terrible for me. But here they were, the villagers, very healthy. And you wonder how God keeps these people alive. Many people are in such situations, even worse, in terrible situations. Yet, yes, they still go by. Today we celebrate Andrew Dung Lac, a Vietnamese who lived in between the 16th and the 17th century. Between those 200 years, you know, 16th and 19th century, over 130,000 Vietnamese were killed for their faith. 130,000 because they wanted to be Christian. That was their crime, because they wanted to follow Christ. In 1998, Andrew and his companions, about 11 Dominicans, 6 were bishops, 5 were priests, and many others were canonized by Pope John Paul II. Has he stopped killings everywhere? Today it's all over the news, you know, the Holy Father calling for the government in Nigeria, where I'm from, to do something with the Christian genocide and killings going on. And of course, the President of the United States mentioned something about that. And not just that, in many countries, some we do not hear about them in the news, all because they want to be Christians. What is the crime? Today, some priests living in rectories get kidnapped in the middle of the night and they never come back. People are still going into the seminary, into the formation house to become priests. That is the courage that we get only from the Holy Spirit. the courage they had in the first reading to say, let us see in comparison who is healthier, because the Lord is their strength. You wonder with what courage they faced death. You ask yourself, if you were to be in their shoes, would you do the same? Would you have such courage? You never know. In the gospel, Jesus praised the widow who gave the last of her wealth. That is confidence, trust that the Lord will always provide. Does the Lord see the happenings in our world? Of course. Does the Lord want things to change? Of course. So yesterday we celebrated, you know, Christ the King, and I spoke about the happenings, you know, after the institution of the feast in 1927 in Mexico, Plutarco Elias Calles, who executed Blessed Miguel Pro and all that. And the question I asked myself, where are they now? Where are they? People who feel or who felt power belonged to them, they were going to live forever. Where are they? So we pray for those who still do not have the fear of God in their hearts, who go about perpetrating evil, who do not know, or perhaps they know, they refuse to admit it, that power belongs to God, that they may have a change of heart. For leaders who feel and arrogate power to themselves, that the Holy Spirit may touch their hearts. And as we celebrate these saints, may we truly learn that people live their lives for God. People live their life to protect and to hand on this faith to us. And may we in turn continue to cherish the faith we have and to always trust God. Amen. Mm-hmm.